AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The gunman who shot and killed two TV journalists in Virginia, then himself, is being remembered as a troubled man who didn't get along with his co-workers. He was fired from Roanoke, Virginia station WDBJ 2 years ago. News director Kelly Zuber.
We heard nothing. We had no contact with him. His termination date from WDBJ 7 was February 1st, 2013.
In a note faxed to ABC News after he killed two former colleagues, 41-year-old Vester Flanagan had complained that he'd been discriminated against in his career because he was black and gay. Virgil Barker, a childhood friend in Oakland, California, remembers a different Vester Flanagan.
Tall, handsome, very gregarious, well-spoken, very mannerable. And, I've never seen him angry. I never heard him curse.
This morning, WDBJ-TV is on the air live, remembering the reporter and cameraman Flanagan shot dead. The weatherman's voice trembled as he recalled them and then tried to finish the forecast. We turn our attention now to Wall Street. It looks as if the Dow will open up after yesterday's 619-point gain. China's main stock index was up 5.3% today. That's its biggest gain in 8 weeks, as investors breathed a sigh of relief after days of gut-wrenching losses. Look what's going on with airfares. We're finding crazy low airfares at off-peak hours in some places. Chicago to Boston and back for $80. New York to L.A. round trip, $150. One analyst says it's all those lower fuel prices. Which takes us to Ecuador, the big oil producer. It says it now costs more to produce the oil it sells than it earns from selling it. This is AP Radio News. Is the military distorting intelligence to make it seem as if we're doing better against the Islamic State group than we really are? A defense official says the Pentagon's inspector general is looking into that.
The New York Times first reported the probe began after at least one civilian defense intelligence analyst said CENTCOM was doctoring assessments prepared for the president and others. The military does not publicly comment on the watchdog's work, but Navy Captain Jeff Davis did say the Pentagon has talked about the war's difficulties.
We have been very candid.
But it's also painted a rosier picture than reflected on the ground. In May, even as a top officer was saying the militants were on the defensive, Iraqi officials were saying the group had just captured key ground in Ramadi. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
President Obama will mark 10 years since Hurricane Katrina by visiting the city of New Orleans today. He'll meet with the mayor and others. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.